Hello and welcome to The Gist. I'm your host, Chris Vetrano, here every week to break down all the things that are happening in pop culture and interviewing the people that make it pop. Today, we're talking all about Peacock's hot new dating show that makes you see three. It's Couple to Thruple, where sexy singles join an island full of sexy couples to find out who wants to thruple up. The entire season is already streaming, so I highly recommend getting your eyes on it because today we're going to be talking all about it with one of the island's most sought after singles. Please welcome to The Gist, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for having me, Chris.
Of course. So I'm so excited to talk to you about this because my friends have, you know, obviously we do this pop culture podcast and I get these recommendations and people are like, you have to see Couple to Thruple. And specifically they were like, Jonathan and the guys, like, you're going to just think that this is the most entertaining piece of television that you've seen in a while. And they were right. So I want to hear a little bit about how did you find the show? How did you get involved in the show? Why'd you decide to do it?
Yeah, so I was reached out on Instagram originally months in advance about the show. And then I was like, this is has to be a scam or something fake. So I just ignored it. And then they reached out a few times. There were multiple people from multiple Instagrams. I'm assuming it's different producers or production just reaching out. And then next thing you know, I was like, okay, let me just do an interview and see what this is about. And then I did the interview and they were like, hey, we want to know your experience and polyamory or being open. And I was like, honestly, I don't even know what polyamory is. So then I was told the polyamory was, but they did like the fact that I had a threesome before and I'm very open-minded. Yeah. And I think that's what kind of wanted them to this is someone who's different. Maybe he doesn't know what polyamory is or what polyamory could be, but the fact that he's open-minded and he has been in a threesome before, that's already I guess a green flag for them. So then I actually didn't get casted till 2 weeks prior to filming. So I did an interview with them months in advance. I was originally told 2 weeks prior that I would be considered a standby cast member. So basically, I guess if someone gets sick or whatever it is, anything can happen, right? They can switch things last minute with couples and whatnot. And I think that's why, I don't know, it's just, they were like, okay, let's just put him on episode one. And I guess it kind of worked out, honestly, but I didn't think I was actually going to start filming. And they're like, if you come to Panama, you're still going to be on standby. So we just want to give you a heads up in case you're here and potentially maybe be what the singles were experiencing where they just didn't really get chosen or I guess get selected to So I was really just waiting for, just enjoying the ride and seeing let's just see what happens. And the next thing you know, they're like, no, we're going to put you in episode one. And I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah. And then from episode one, you were part of the story immediately.
I know. Crazy. And I was honestly shook.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I think it was interesting because when everyone meets at the beginning, you can tell that there's a lot of nerves. I'm sure that interaction, especially, on things Love Island, everybody's single. And so everybody's there sort of in the same space, but you're actually coming into this situation with couples who are already together. So that's got to feel intimidating a little bit to meet them in that.
Oh, for sure.
Tell me a little bit about, were you drawn to any of the couples instantly? Obviously, we'll get into kind of where you landed, but were you drawn somewhere or were you just I'm just going to meet everyone here?
I think originally I went in there I'm going to just go with based on just looks, right? And if we would have just went based on looks, I think the couple that I was very attracted to and drawn to were Corey and Wilder. Mm-hmm. They just stood out to me. They were hot and they were so bubbly. And it was just my ex is Italian. So I feel that's just kind of what I'm drawn to originally. Mm-hmm. And then once I actually met Ramon and Oshawa and I spoke to them, I was like, okay, well, this would be interesting. You can tell that I can tell that they kind of were drawn to me or that they liked me. They wanted to get to know me. Whereas in Corey and Wilder, I already knew that they had a different type of interaction with Denise and I could already see them becoming a thruple. So I was like, okay, well, I'm not here to compete and getting messy. I just want to see, I want to give the actual boys a shot. And I think it actually worked out. And in some sense, I mean, you didn't see that in the first few weeks, but eventually it did work out. And yeah, it was very nerve wracking. Like even just being there, like when the singles came out and we saw the couples, I was like, wow, like we're actually being filmed. And then you see the cameras and everything. I'm like, this is crazy. Like this is my first time doing obviously a reality TV show. So I'm like, I didn't know what to expect, but I was ready for it all. So
yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you obviously you end up with Ashmal and Rahman, and you know, they picked you for that first night or the first kind of like coupling up. But tell right. me, like, was on the singles side, were you guys feeling, you know, sort of competitive with one another to be yeah. picked, or how was that sort of dynamic?
Yeah. So honestly, like I know I just mentioned earlier that I wasn't trying to like be messy and be competing with everyone, but I am such a competitive person. So like when I was with the singles in like the waiting room and like, you know, we were about to come out for the first day or swap, yeah. me, Junior and Frank, even Chris, we were already like just like kind of like joking around saying, oh, like it's going to be, I was the only one I think saying it's going to be you guys, because I was not confident about getting chosen. So even though I am competitive and I would have loved to get, you know, to like say, hey, I'm going to get chosen, I wasn't feeling that way because I did see them have more of an interaction with the other singles than myself. So yeah. we had, you know, they did show in episode one that like one scene of me, Jess, talking to the boys. But even then I was like, do the boys want Jess? Because it's not that I'm not a confident person, but just the interaction after that, it was more, I just felt like maybe like, I don't know if production wanted them to choose Jess first, or maybe they wanted to choose Frank, but it just seemed that way. It seemed like they had more of those conversations than myself and the boys.
Yeah.
And then fast forward, even like they didn't show when we had like a little like night drink and like everyone was talking, I didn't really get a chance to speak one-on-one with the boys. So then we went into the first day or swap, and that's what I was telling Junior, Frank and Chris. No, it's going to be you guys. Like you guys literally had a full conversation. Chris's thing was showing, and like they were all like, you know, I'm like, you guys probably have a better shot together. And then I was very surprised that I got chosen, but I was super happy because I'm like, well, told you guys, but they didn't tell you guys. Yeah.
And you know, you mentioned like seeing the cameras, and so you get picked, and it yeah. you know, things got physical very quickly. Got steamy and heated up right away. Were you aware of the cameras in those moments, and like how was, or were you just like, at that point, had you kind of just let the guard down of like being on reality TV and were there for the sort of thruple experience?
Right. So when I got chosen and we walked into, and I walked into like the room and we were all like having a conversation, this is obviously prior to us getting in bed and like yeah. doing whatever, I was like, okay, well, I can see the cameras, you know, but I think my whole, I guess like I wanted to just go into this experience without putting my guard up like 24/7 and without, like, you know, I wanted to really just be open-minded and like, you know, wear my heart in my sleeves. And I think I kind of did that. And I think that's why when we were in bed and like, you know, everything gets dark, you kind of see like, I think like the green light, I think that's what it was. Like we saw some type of light, and I think that's just the cameras obviously rolling. And
right.
I think at this point I was like, okay, well, like I didn't even think things were going to happen right away. And I just, cause I wanted to take things a little bit slow. Like I can still be myself and take things a little slow, but
yeah.
it just ended up happening. Like the boys are obviously very confident with like their dynamic. And like, you know, they speak about this later on the show about like, they are cool with just like bringing in a third and like having fun. And I think with me, it was just like, let's just see wherever Jonathan wants to take it. And like, they were very respectful about it. Like we had a conversation that, which they didn't show, about like, hey, we want to move with whatever pace we want to move at, and go from there. And I think I was like, let me just bring my guard down. And then, yeah, you saw whatever you saw.
Yeah. Yeah. And so things got physical, but then it seemed like, you know, you and Ashmal ended up having more of a connection beyond the physical. And it took a little bit longer for all of you really to end up sort of like bringing down your walls and start actually connecting. Do you feel like that was because of the show, or was that, and like the, you know, everyone's there filming reality show for the first time, so there's a little bit of a guard and probably a wall up anyways. Or do you feel like there was something else being more like that, you were actually coming into the relationship and Rahman was maybe like pumping the brakes a little bit with you?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's so hard to say because I feel like maybe it was the dynamic of like all of us being on a reality TV show and is our first time and like whatnot. But no, I do think that it had to do with Ramon having his guard up. Also him having to see his boyfriend kind of like making these emotional connections with not just myself, but everyone in the house. Like he was very friendly and very outgoing. And that's just how the way Ashmal is, where Ramon is a little more reserved and it takes a little bit more time for him to open up. And that's why it was very hard for me to like, not just also, this was day two of me trying to figure things out because I was like, wait, this is day two and there's already a little drama going on. Like, yeah. I'm a little scared because I'm like, this is not what I signed up for. I actually, and again, when I was in the resort, I wasn't thinking like reality TV drama. Like, you know, that's usually what you see in reality TV shows, but I was really like living it. So I was like, is this really happening? Like, am I involved in like drama that I have no idea what drama is even happening right now? I just know that I'm involved in it. So, I think the more I got to know Ramon, and I obviously dated both of them after the show, the more I'm realizing that it's just Ramon wants to feel included and he just wants to be feel like he's also part of the throuple, obviously, and like part of even the conversations that he was having with friends. And he just wants to feel, I think, ultimately included. And I think a lot of the times Ashmo and I were not taking that into consideration because like if we're having a conversation, we're just letting it flow, and like that's kind of how I get how I like to get to know people. Like we just conversate and we just go from there. And I think with Ashma and I always led to like something about our family or our bisexuality and just things like that, where no one really asked Ramon, hey, like you know, how are you feeling, or like, you know, do you want to like jump into this conversation? And I think maybe that's where I could for sure feel like I went wrong. But ultimately, I think Ramon just needed to also participate. And I think he didn't have that initiative of like, hey, just take lead sometimes. And like maybe like join, you know, have a conversation. I think there was times where I did take initiative and wanted to have conversations with just Ramon. But he was just like, no, like I'm not going to have a conversation with you right now. And just things like that, which it just depends on how you go about it. And I feel like he didn't go about it the right way.
Yeah, there was definitely drama with the three of you, and definitely more probably between the two of them. You were sort of just caught in the crosshairs and some of the issues that were going on. But then you shocked them when you decided at the swap and stay to swap, and they were ready to kind of continue things moving forward with you, and you pumped the brakes. Did you do that because of the drama, or were you truly like feeling like this is not something that I could see going beyond the show?
No, truly, I was like, I don't know if I can continue beyond the show, especially just because during that time, things had switched. So like, for me, it was more like, wait, we were doing so bad. Like I thought I was going to like eventually swap out, or like they were going to swap me out. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up being good. So they had already made up and like they were doing good with each other. And as you saw in some episodes, I'm like, okay, well, I'm just really like, I don't know what's happening. And like, finally they're talking to me and I'm just trying to, again, figure things out as we go. But I like having conversations, like I said before, where I like to talk things through and like maybe like see if we're on the same page, where I felt like they never did that with me. It was more like, hey, like we're good now. Do you still want to continue to explore this? I want to know what happened. Like, why weren't you guys good? And like, you know, why were you guys not on the same page? And like, did I do something wrong? And like, that was never really told to me. And like, eventually it was, but I just felt like it was a little too late. Like, it was like, okay, well, I still don't feel like you guys are on the same page, and I don't feel good about the nights. I hate going to bed upset at someone, and we did that. I hate that, especially if we're sharing the same bed. Like, you guys should make me feel comfortable. So I feel like I was more like that day when I did like leave, I was thinking about myself and myself only. And I was like, ultimately, I want to give them their space, work things out. If I leave and you guys decide to like be together again, then it was meant to be. But if I leave and you guys choose someone else and you guys just run with someone, then it wasn't meant to be. And like, I have to put myself first, because like I said, in like some of the confessions, like I would never put up with this in the real world. So why am I putting up with it now, you know?
Yeah. And how many days were you actually there altogether?
In the resort, I think like a month, it was like a month and a half or so, but it was like a little bit over a month.
Okay, so you did get some actual time with them, and it wasn't just like, you know, three nights in and you had to like decide to make a commitment.
Right, exactly. No, this was like a whole month and maybe 2 weeks of filming. Yeah, this was real. This was because a lot of my friends asked me too, like, hey, like, was any of this like, you know, were you told to say this? And I'm like, no, this is like real. Like, and that's why I'm like, okay, reality TV, that's what it is. It's unscripted. So it's like whatever, however you are, that's how it's going to be portrayed.
Yeah. And I think also people forget that even though it is for a reality TV program, and even a month is like maybe not a ton of time to sort of get to commitment status in most real world relationships. Mm-hmm. But you guys are also spending like so much time together in that time. Like there, it's mm-hmm. not like people are at their day jobs or doing other things. And then you're only seeing each other, you know, every other night or whatever. You're together every night, all day doing these like, you know, challenges or various things that you're doing on the show and also just spending time together. Mm-hmm. So it's like 24/7, you can get a lot closer, a lot faster.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. So like, I think people forget about that too. Like, yeah, there are things going around where we're getting called in to do confessions and like maybe like in the mornings we like take our vitamins separate. That's obviously not shown. Things like that. But ultimately that takes like, what, a few seconds. And then like the confessions is like 10, 15 minutes, like mm-hmm. or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're still living together. We're seeing each other all day. We're having food together. Like they don't show that too, or we like I have dinner and like lunch separately, like and like all of us together. Mm-hmm. But like we can't really, and we talk, we like hang out. We can't really obviously talk about what's going on in the show because obviously they want to get it on camera.
Right.
But for the most part, we're living together 24/7. We're being filmed 24/7. So yeah, you grow very quickly. And I think a lot of people also are like, how do they even work out? Like, how do they even, I mean, I want to let them know, like, hey, like we are being recorded 24/7. We're also living together for 24/7 for a month. Things are accelerated and like feelings are, you know, like obviously I'm catching feelings. They're catching feelings. Yeah. It was very real. And like, I think although there was a lot of ups and down, I still wanted to give this like my fullest and like give them my heart and vice versa. So,
yeah. Speaking of which, did you feel like you decided to swap and give them some time, but like you said, you thought about maybe coming back, but then you got picked again. You know, that caused a lot of uproar in the house. Things got really dramatic then, with Max and Ash, bringing you into theirs. Did you feel like your heart was going to be in that when they picked you, or were you still sort of feeling for the guys? I mean, we know where you went, but how did you feel in that moment of getting picked again?
In that moment, even just stepping down from Max and Ash, I was like shaking in my boots. Like I was like nervous because I knew like this was going to like for sure, you know, put the line as in like I'm done with the boys. I think in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, I obviously care for the boys, but I think it's ready for me to move on. Once I saw that they chose Frank, I like that that event that we had, like that like cocktail mm-hmm. event, I forgot what it was, the masquerade party.
Right.
So once they chose Frank, for me, I mean, you saw there, I was like kind of like a little bit jealous, and I was just like, okay, well, that's it. They chose Frank. So I don't know, you know, I'm not in the resort anymore. So I don't know what they're doing with Frank, whether they got physical with him, whether they're growing an emotional connection with him. So for me, I was like, well, if Maximo and Ash are telling me that they are interested in me, and Becca's okay with it, because as you saw, Becca was like my best friend there, then why am I not giving myself that opportunity to explore something with them? Originally, I wanted to start this experience with a guy and a girl, and it kind of, you know, they're here now, and they're interested in me, and like, I think they're beautiful, so why not? Let's explore it. So once I got Becca's approval, once I knew that I was okay within myself to do this, I was still shaking in my boots, but I still wanted to explore that and see where it can go.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you had to come back into the house, which I'm sure felt awkward. I mean, again, it's not the real world. And you normally, like when you decide not to date someone anymore, you don't then see them anymore. 24/7 for the rest and with a new potential, you know, significant other or a couple that you're going to be with. And mm-hmm. so I'm imagining that even though, you know, it definitely felt like Maximo and Ash, like were there to put in some of the drama. They definitely felt like they were pushing some of that. But I have to imagine that also just like that feeling when you came back into the house was super tense and you could probably feel it throughout.
I was super tense. And I think if you didn't see it, I will let you guys know. I was like, oh my gosh, like I have to not just live with my exes or the guys that I was seeing, but now I have to just date a new couple and like date them while they're in the house. It was just like really, you wouldn't do this in the real world. Like you're not going to be living with your current situation while your ex situation is there too. Like that doesn't happen in the real world. So yeah, it was a little intimidating too, because, you know, I think Maximo and Ash, you can tell how solid they are. Like they truly are solid and they have a good foundation, and they didn't show a lot of our good conversations where like, they were like, listen, like if you want to go and like get your closure with Ramon and Ashmore. You totally can. They were so respectful and so like, listen, like do what you need to do, but we still want to explore you regardless of your feelings. Right. And like, you know, obviously get through them, but we're here for you for that support. Mm. So that was just super good to hear, because that also helped me kind of like resolve my feelings and how I was feeling. Cause there was a lot of times there where I was kind of like battling with myself about like moving forward with Maximo and Ash and giving them a fair shot, or maybe just like ending it all, because obviously like I was still thinking about the boys and they had like chosen Frank, and they were like, there was times where I was having conversations with Ashmo and Ramon separately about like, hey, mm-hmm. I'm still feeling the way I feel.
Yeah.
And I wasn't getting anything from Ramon, which we're not surprised about, but I was getting a little bit from Ashmo. Like I could tell from conversations that he was saying that he wasn't interested anymore, but I can tell that he was. So I was like, well, there's still something here. And also in the back of my mind, I'm fighting with myself, because I'm like, I don't want to put Maximo and Ash in this situation. Like, right. It's so unfair to them. There's other singles out there that should get chosen, and I'm here wasting their time. And I never wanted them to feel that way. So I tried my best to, again, feel what I was feeling, date Max and Ash, and also like wanting the boys to kind of like still think about me in some way, and trying to be respectful at the same time, which that just wasn't going to happen.
Yeah. It seemed like that, what was it, like a truth or dare or Jenga game or something. It kind of made everybody's feelings come out, because there was like not even just in your coupling, but in other couples too, there was some jealousy. Right. There was like some first kisses. There was like, it finally kind of people's walls came down. And then I think people really got to decide, oh, this is what I want or what I don't want. And it seemed like that was the kind of turning point for a lot of people in the house. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like that was an icebreaker that needed to happen for a lot of us, because Max and Ash, Ramon and Ashma weren't on the same, like they weren't really like talking and stuff. So I feel like that made us kind of break the ice. We're all kind of like laughing. We're seeing first kisses happen. So that needed to happen as well. Cause I'm like, well, is Frank really dating them, or is Frank just there? And am I really dating Ashmo and Maximo, or am I just really there too? And clearly we were still, all of us, willing to explore with our new couples. And like, they were obviously willing to explore with their new singles. So yeah, I think that was definitely like the moment where we're like, okay, maybe we should just give up on each other, as in like, I'm referring to like Max, Ash and myself, or like even Ramon, Ashmo and Frank. Maybe should we just continue it? And I think that was like, okay, let me just, I think after having my first kiss with Maximo and Ash, I was like, well, maybe I should just continue this and maybe like not forget about the boys. But obviously when I saw them kiss Frank, I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I do miss them. And maybe I do want to like rekindle things.
Yeah, it seemed like you definitely saw the jealousy of those moments for both of you guys sort of come out in that game. But then the good news is that you guys decided to get back together. And so as viewers, we were like rooting for you, and then we get to the final commitment ceremony, which you guys left in as a throuple. Right. So I want to talk a little bit about what happened after, because we got a couple of words on screen to like find out kind of what happens. And it was pretty shocking. And so give us a little bit of insight into like what happened when you guys left the show.
Yeah. So we left as a throuple, Ramon, Ashmo, myself, and I was visiting them every week in Chicago. Like that's where they live. I live in New York. So I was visiting them every week. To be honest, like what you saw on the show kind of just transitioned into the real world. So like they would not be on the same page at times. It was just like how you mentioned earlier, like I was just kind of like brought onto the crossfire. That's kind of what happened. And it was just a lot of times I was trying to navigate both them. I wasn't trying to pick sides, and like every week there was always something. And I would always tell myself every week, like, this is fine. Like they're going to be better. They're going to get through this. And I just think that they maybe thought going into this experience and having this experiment, you know, finding a third was going to help their relationship, and maybe it was going to make them solid. And I just think I don't know if I can say it made it worse, because they did break up. I mean, they're the only couple right now that's not together, but I think ultimately it just added more stuff to like what was already created. And I think it just didn't work out. Right. But yeah, I think, again, what you saw on the show, it just happens in transition into the real world, which is they weren't on the same page. And it was hard for me to just navigate the both of them.
Yeah. But then you and Rahman ended up staying together, right?
Right. So besides all the ups and downs, Rahman and I started dating. Basically, how that happened was we all went to LA for LA Pride. We hung out with Brittany and Sean, Denise, like Corey and Wilder, a bunch of people from the cast. And something had happened between Rahman and I and Ashmal. And I think Ashmal was just kind of like, I think he was feeling that throughout this experience and throughout us, throughout the throuple dating, he maybe just felt like he just wasn't as connected as he was anymore with me. Like, we always had that emotional connection. And like, that physical connection came, you know, it definitely was there. But that physical connection was always there with Rahman. And I think that emotional connection built with Rahman. Mm. And although, like I said, there was a lot of ups and downs between them too, I was still growing my connections with both of them separately. And I think it just grew with Rahman more, a little bit more stronger, I guess. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean I wanted to pull myself from the throuple. Like, I still wanted to continue this. And I think just because me and Rahman had a really good physical connection, Ashmal noticed that in LA. And he was just, he wanted to remove himself from Rahman. Like, he wanted to end the relationship there. Mm-hmm. And he did. And then for me, it was like, he had just told me, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm going to like, and things with Rahman, I just can't keep doing this. And like, obviously it takes a lot to do that too, because they have dated for 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And they had already been other things that were adding, like, you know, their past issues. And then I guess having a third and seeing that your boyfriend from 3-4 years is now having that physical connection with someone else, or a stronger physical connection with someone else, like, it didn't sit right with him. And I completely get it. Like, I don't want to sit here, make it seem like I did not understand why he did what he did, but I wish he would have maybe talked to me and like, hey, like, this is how I'm feeling, like, I, you know, and then maybe I could have dated both of them separately. I don't know. Right. Like, he decided to remove himself from Rahman, and then he just assumed right away like me and him were never going to be anything. Which, again, I really did like Ashmal. So for him to just think that, but again, I was like, fine, like, go ahead and do that. And like, I appreciate you telling me, and like, I'm sorry, you know, like, I did try to have a conversation, but you can tell he was over it, you know?
Yeah.
And then when it came to Rahman was very upset, and like, he just didn't want things to just, I guess, end between him and I. And I'm like, and he knows that if Ashmal removed himself, this is not a throuple anymore. Mm-hmm. And in my eyes, I was like, well, you need to grieve and kind of go through this breakup before you can just like say, I want to date Jonathan. Because to me, it's like, how is that fair to me? Right. But we did. I still tried it out. We dated for a little bit. I would visit Chicago. It was still a little weird because he lived with Ashmal still. They still had the lease together. So it was a lot of awkwardness. But at the same time, like, hey, like, I dated Ashmal too. We can be friendly and be cordial. And then he came and met my, Rahman came to Miami, met one of my best friends. Things were going pretty well. But then I just felt like I just still didn't think it was fair to me that he was still living with Ashmal. I don't know what's going on. Like, we were all in a throuple. Like,
yeah.
Now the jealousy is still coming out, yeah. Because if it's just you and I, and you're still kind of like sleeping with Ashmal and whatnot, like, that's a little, I don't think that's a throuple thing anymore. It's weird to me and it's unfair to me. So
yeah,
for me, it's like I had to just kind of like move on, and like, we just split, and they're good friends now. We didn't, me and Rahman didn't speak for like 6-7 months till the finale watch party, which we all just got together in LA and we watched mm-hmm. the finale together.
Yeah.
And we're good now. We're all friends. We're all cordial.
Nice. Yeah. I wondered how the dynamic shift would have impacted you guys, because especially Rahman being so emotional
right.
and putting up those walls, I wondered mm-hmm. if you guys, because you also, at the end of the day, you guys experienced this reality show, this kind of crazy thing that not a lot of people right. get to do. So I have to imagine that you will keep in touch with them just yeah. because you have done that experience together, and it's beyond just being exes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think when I did see them in the finale watch party a month and a half ago, me and Ashmal had brunch together with like friends and stuff, so that was good. So me and Ashmal were always fine, or at least that confirmed that we were fine. And then we had the finale watch party, and that's when Rahman and I finally spoke. And I did let Rahman know, like, hey, like, I still want to be part of your life, and I hope that you also feel the same way, because I you know, we did date, we did have a good experience. sure, there was a lot of downs, like, you know, but like at the same time, like, this is like our lives and I do want to be part of it. I want you to be part of mine. I want to be part of yours. And yeah. I think like we did get a little bit of like emotional and whatnot, but like at the end of the day, like I don't see a future of like dating Ramon, mm-hmm. you know, at the end of the day, and I think he also maybe feels the same way. So I feel like as long as we are on the same page with that, we can be good friends for sure. Right. Just the way him and Ashmore are good friends. I want to be able to be friends with him like that. But for some reason, I'm just kind of like, I'm letting Ramon take the lead in this. Like if he wants to reach out, I'll reach out whenever as well. And we'll just see how we move forward as friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so what's next then? Have you found love since then? Are you putting yourself out there for another throuple?
No, so I am putting myself out there for sure. I think I still, prior to the show, I was very monogamy. And I think I was always monogamy. And I think I still want to be monogamy and find a person and build from there. I'm not saying that I'm not open to a throuple or like and being, you know, open-minded, because I did go on the show being open-minded. Right. If it happens that I meet a couple that has a strong foundation and like, you know, their communication skills are great. They're great with each other. There's no jealousy. Listen, like I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But I was single for so many years prior to the show. And then they were like I only had like one boyfriend prior to that. And then they were my next like boyfriends, I guess you could say. And I've been single ever since we all ended things. So like, I'm finally putting myself out there. I do want to be able to just like connect again and go on dates. And like, I am dating someone right now. It's not like exclusively, like we're not like just him and I, but
yeah.
But I mean, I when I date someone, I move that way where like I don't talk to anyone else. So like, I guess to me, it is a little exclusively, but like all I'm saying is I'm open to actually connect with more people and like and really put myself out there because I haven't really been doing that.
Yeah. Well, so. I'm sure that the DMs will start exploding as people continue to find out that you're back on the market. And then I know that there's online people are calling for you to join the challenge on MTV.
I know.
But is reality TV in your future again? Do you feel, I mean, you could join the Traitors on Peacock, keep it in the Peacock family.
I know. Listen, I love that Peacock put me on this show, Couple of Thruple. It was a good experience. I loved it. But I am such a competitive person that I would love to do the challenge. But also the Traitors is so competitive as well. So like,
oh, yeah.
If I can do the Traitors or the challenge, I would love it. Like, it's just, I'm just a competitive person in general. So
nice.
It would be really cool.
Yeah. Well, we'd love to see you back on TV. It was super fun to watch the season and follow the story. Before we go, tell folks where they can find you, where they can keep in touch with you and continue to follow your future love story.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want to follow my journey, you guys can follow me on Instagram, John Intriago. And then I might do YouTube again. I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I do love vlogging and stuff. So I might do YouTube and it will probably be the same username, John Intriago. And I'm also on TikTok. So.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, yeah. Jonathan, it was a super like thrill to have you. And
thank you so much.
Like I said, super fun show. I hope that folks continue to find it. The whole season is streaming now on Peacock, and definitely be following you and for more of your story to come.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah. And for all of you out there, thank you so much for listening. As I said, go check out Couple to Thruple. Definitely worthwhile. And thanks for tuning in. Join me next week. More interviews to come. And of course, we'll continue to talk on the socials at CM Vetrano. Don't forget to rate and subscribe so you never miss an episode of The Gist. And until next week, bye.
Bye.